The word today is armor. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Would you wear overalls to compete in sports or wear a swimsuit to a wedding? We want to wear appropriate clothing for the occasion, but Christians are to always be dressed for battle by wearing a suit of armor. We don't fight with the world's weapons, but we do engage in battle. God's Spirit prepares us for conflict with the world by outfitting us with protective gear, spiritual armor. Here with more about this important topic is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Armor.
We get to talk about a fun topic today, and that is what we should wear for the rest of our life. Can you imagine what it would be like if you had one outfit to wear every day and you could never take it off? Astronauts that have gone into space and had to bend in their spacesuit for days start to stink so badly they can barely stand it. Can you imagine what it would be like to wear the same outfit over and over and have the body odor coming and clinging to it? Well, thankfully today we're not talking about any physical clothing, but some spiritual clothing. But let's think about the different kind of clothing that people wear. For instance, if you were going to do a job that would get your clothes dirty, you might put a pair of overalls over your clothes to protect them. If you are graduating, you might wear a cap and gown in order to indicate your scholastic achievement. If you work for a company, they might have a team outfit. Or if you play on a sports team, you might have your jersey. If you were going to the beach for a day, you might put on a swimsuit to go into the water. Obviously, we have different clothing for different needs and different purposes. What would you wear, however, if you had to wear the same outfit day after day for the rest of your life? A Christian has a very particular suit that they should wear. And the reason I said suit is because it's often referred to as a suit of armor. Yes, the Christian is supposed to wear battle attire, armor, as their clothing spiritually. We are to be soldiers for Jesus. Let's take a look at this analogy of the armor. Can you imagine a person wearing a suit of armor and being a student sitting at a desk in school? Can you imagine a mother trying to nurse her baby with battle gear on? What if you were to do a job like work on an engine and had to wear a suit of armor? This is why we're referring to spiritual armor here. That'll become clear as time goes on. And you might wonder, is a Christian really supposed to consider themselves as having a suit of armor? Are we supposed to be thinking that we're engaged in a battle constantly? And the answer is yes. There are many assaults on our faith. There are many things that are attempting to destroy our faith in Jesus. There are worldviews that directly attack Christianity. One of them is Darwinism, evolutionary theory. I do a lot of talking about that and teaching against that. I also share a lot of science in what I write in order to support creationism and belief in God. There are lusts of the flesh, promiscuity, illicit sex, homosexuality, and many other different alternative lifestyles, they're called, which actually threaten us as believers of God. The media, TV, music, YouTube, TikTok, there's a lot of ways in which worldliness comes in order to attack our faith in Jesus and our godly lifestyle. There are temptations to riches, money, gambling, lifestyles, such as all the bling, all of the houses and mansions and trips and clothing. And, you know, this is why the Bible says you can't serve both God and money. There are various addictions and anxieties that beset us nowadays. Technology is one of the major potential addictions. With all of these things coming at us, we need to be able to deflect these assaults. We need to be able to stand our ground and to have peace and faith in Christ. Make no doubt about it, you are in a war. Whether you realize it or not, there is a spiritual war that is raging around you, and it is over whether you go to heaven to be with God or whether you're consigned to hell to suffer. Satan and the world doesn't care if you're saved. Satan actually wants your destruction. God is attempting to redeem you through Jesus Christ. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, there's a description of Satan that he is like a roaring lion, a ravenous lion, looking for someone to devour. And we are told to resist him, not in our own strength, but in the Lord's strength. And in order to do that, we have to be prepared. We have to have the armor of God. Now, this teaching comes from Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Paul the Apostle says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Notice that resistance thing again. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." So you should consider yourself every morning when you wake up, you put on clothes to go around the tasks of the day. When you do that, think also how you will adorn yourself spiritually. What will you wear? What mindset will you put on that day? What will be your worldview? What will be how you comport yourself? And the answer to that should be, as a Christian, you put on your armor, because it's a spiritual battle that you enter with forces. Paul describes these spiritual forces that are attempting to attack and destroy us. And we are to fight and resist them, not in our own intelligence and strength and wisdom, in God's power. Of course, we employ our intellect, but we're reliant upon the Holy Spirit. And that's why we do a lot of praying, a lot of talking with God for strength to resist temptations, for wisdom and his words to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus. We are encouraged to put off worldliness. This is described in Ephesians chapter 4. We are to put off the things of the world and then to put on Christ. Now, if you're thinking about things that you should put off, I describe them as things that you should determine that you will never do. Illicit sex, drunkenness, and drugs, that is, street drugs or recreational drugs, greed, gambling, ripping off God by lousy offerings. You should determine never to do these things. You should put off such things as adultery, embezzlement, sexual deviancy. And you should prefer to lose friendships rather than do those things. You're in a war, and you do not want to get taken down. You are to stand for what God stands for. You are to put on the qualities that God wants you to have. In Galatians chapter 5, there is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You are to put on those qualities and characteristics as a Christian. And you are to wear the armor in order to fight off temptations and ungodliness. I'm reminded of a little saying that goes like this: sow, as in sowing a seed, sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a lifestyle. Sow a lifestyle, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. As a Christian, sow to the things that are of God and of the Spirit, the things that will bring joy and blessings and peace. If you sow to satisfy the sinful self, the evil lusts and desires, you will reap death. God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem you. He has paid the price of your sin, but it needs to be protected. So pray and every day put on the armor of God. Outfit yourself with truth and salvation and the sword of the Word of God. Be in Christ. Be protected through the Holy Spirit, not by just going about your day thoughtlessly, but intentionally as a soldier of Jesus, fighting against Satan and the evil influences of the world. May God protect you and outfit you by clothing you with the armor of faith as found in Ephesians chapter 6. Defend your faith.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.